Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, no, get this, come September 2024, I've been knocking out bums for 40 years. That's right, four decades. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was ranked nationally, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? I'm not the average boxing fan. And speaking of the average boxing fan, are you buying these pay-per-views? I'm watching these numbers drop. Of course, Devin Haney had that record low pay-per-view back in December with Rage's Progress. Of course, Devin Haney, we'll talk about him in depth today. Talking about the former lightweight champion, the current junior welterweight WBC champion. Get this. He lost his last fight. Ryan Garcia beat him like a, you know, pretty abused him like for 10 or 12 rounds. The bottom line, it was a one-sided fight. There was no doubt about that. At the end of the night, Devin Haney had been down, up and down like an elevator, okay? That and the fact that he doesn't take well, he doesn't catch well, and he doesn't throw well. When you can't catch and you can't throw, what good are you as a boxer? I mean, think about that. What is his market value as a professional fighter, a prize fighter, if he can't punch and he can't take a punch? I mean, come on. He's got that belt. That belt's going to be good for what? A defense against Sandor Martin and maybe another money fight after that? The bottom line is Devin Haney should take his tonsorial challenged father and just go away from the sport of boxing. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, after the break, we'll bring in Tommy D. We'll talk about this week in boxing and we'll go through each division and see who the top stars are in each division. Of course, 5-on-5 next week, we'll talk about in depth Saudi Arabia taking over boxing. Is that good or bad? You tell me. Twitter, that's my thing. Of course, the address is not Average Pedro. It's Twitter or X or call it what you want, but that's how you can get to me in the show. At Twitter, it'll be not Average Pedro. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and you're not Average Pedro coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
The show is dedicated to that young man right there. I'm talking about Genaro Hernandez, the former WBA 130-pound champion, of course, a champion at 135, I believe, as well. Born in 1966, May 10th, to be exact. Died June 7, 2011. He was on this show June the 5th, 2011, talking about going away, passing away. Of course, that was very, very hard to air, and once in a while we do air those clips. But the bottom line is, today's show is dedicated to Genaro Hernandez. Now, bottom line is last night, of course, yesterday was a rematch of sorts coming to us from Scotland. Of course, the Battle of Scotland, that's what they called it. Jack Catterall prevailed the second time around. Didn't get the call the first time, but he's now 29-1, 13 KOs with a 12-round unanimous nod against, I just can't get too high on him anymore. I mean, come on, Josh Taylor doesn't look like he can win the Golden Gloves over it. Take that back, neither does Catterall. You sort of throw him in the same barrel with George Kambosos. How do these guys win these fights ever? Well, maybe it's just a fluke, but the bottom line is Kambosos couldn't. He can't spell fight anymore. Not if you like lay the letters on a piece of paper. He just can't do it. He's done. And that one fight over Teofimo Lopez, you have to look back and say to yourself, was Lopez on drugs? Was he drugged that night? Were they putting something in his water? What's going on? Bottom line is, you couldn't imagine Teofimo Lopez losing to that guy as bad as he looked in his last three fights. Speaking of his last three fights, somebody said he didn't make as much money in that last fight as he did the first two. Of course not. But the bottom line is, I think that George Kambosos went to the bank down there. He abused the system by demanding an immediate rematch two fights in a row with Devin Haney down there. Speaking of Devin Haney, of course, big news this week, that Ryan Garcia apparently has tested positive for some banned substance. I haven't got it officially yet. I don't think they've officially said it yet. But the bottom line is, Devin Haney's looking for some redemption. You know, man, he was on something. Listen, that doesn't take away. Let me put it to you like this. Okay. He can't punch and he can't catch. Okay. What is his value as a prize fighter if he can't punch and he can't take a punch? Let me ask Tommy D that. Tommy D, answer that question. If he can't punch and he can't take a punch, what is his value as a prize fighter?
You know, Pedro, you know, I think you're being very critical of Devin Haney. This was his first loss. And, I mean, a lot of people saying that he can't punch. But he looked good in his last outing against a guy, you know, that he moved up in weight in Regis Prograis. He knocked him down one time. He hurt him a couple of times. So I think you're being a little bit unfair. You know, when he went in there with a guy that outweighed him, you know, didn't make weight. Now we know I know what you're gonna say. Haney outweighs his guys, you know, after the weigh-in.
But here's what's up. When they were in the ring, evidently Ryan was 160 and Haney was 165, as he was with Regis Progress.
There's no way, Pedro. I was there live. Pedro, he looked like he was 180, 185. Ryan was big that night.
He did look
now,
big.
Haney
he
big.
Did look big. Without it, he did look big.
But he looked like 180. There's no way he was 165. You know, so I think we're being very critical of Devin Haney. Yes,
I don't like Devin Haney. Can you get that? I don't like him, and I don't like his father either.
Listen,
his father is in deep need of a tonsorial consultation. You know what that means?
No, tell me.
Tonsorial, and a tonsorial consultation would be going to a barber.
I still don't get it. I'm sorry.
His hair. I mean, he's just not in control. Him and Jay-Z, maybe they should take a walk and hold hands together and go see a barber.
That's messed up. I could do the same thing. As long as I got a nice little shape up, I'm good, Pedro. So good.
Okay, let's talk about the fights at hand over the weekend. Jack Catterall, you watched that. Those guys, could they win the open division of the Golden Gloves in New York City?
You know, not anymore. I think Jack Catterall, I think he's a little bit better. Josh Taylor one time was a really good fighter. I don't know what happened to him. I mean, he was undisputed, and he beat good guys, and he beat them convincingly too. You know, I mean, he beat Regis. He beat the other guy, the Mexican fella that, you know, he's been kind of on a decline. Just signed with Golden Boy. I can't get it off the top of my head. He knocked him down. You know, Josh Taylor one time was good, but I think now he's damaged goods. He's been hurt. He's been out of the ring. He's had the eye injury where he had to, you know, get surgery or whatever. You know, I think he's on the way out. Jack Catterall, I think, was robbed in the first fight. He could have been called himself a champion, I think, you know, which is messed up. I don't know if he'll ever become a champion at that weight class, but he was robbed of undisputed. I think he clearly won the first fight, and he clearly won, you know, yesterday's fight as well.
Do you see how bad those judges marred boxing history for this young man? You sure? I mean, his life is forever changed by ineptness and or crooked judging.
Yeah, big time. I mean, you never, you know, I mean, kudos to him. He still won two fights in a row. He won a fight before this. Not, he didn't look too good.
How much money is he making now compared to what he would have made had he won that fight?
Not even close. Not even 10% or 15% of what he probably would have made.
Yeah, well, I thought it was pretty sad. The bottom line is that was a bad decision. Josh Taylor, at one point in time, I think Josh in between fights went to weights, I think, to that strained him making 140 again, coming down. I think the weight strain is major on him. You look at his body, he doesn't look like a guy that can hold 140. I mean, listen, making weight is a science. Now they can do it. Yeah. Like Eddie Croft was the WBC 122-pound regional champion at one point in time. Okay, so he was struggling to make 122, right? Now he tells me if he fought, he can make maybe 115. I said, what do you mean 115? He goes, Pedro, they got this. The people are drying out and making weight classes they don't even belong in anymore because of the fact you can do this certain dieting. So the bottom line is these guys are pulling tricks. They're fighting in weight classes that you know they're too big for, actually. And you know, I mean, when a guy weighs 140 getting in the ring, I mean 140 getting on the scale, and weighs 165 getting in the ring, I got a problem with that.
I do too, and I think that's criminal. Remember when Gotti fought, was it Gamache?
Joey Gamache.
Joey Gamache, that was, you know, that was bad. He outweighed him like 30 pounds or something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, the guy that booked that fight, Johnny Boz, ran him out of New York City.
Wow. And rightfully so. That's crazy. Man.
I mean, that was pretty sad.
How do we fix this? Because if you have same-day weigh-ins, there's a chance that they won't make the weight, and then they may cancel the fight.
No, here's what. Right? So here's the problem with same-day weigh-ins. I watched the first day before weigh-in. It was in 1989, somewhere, I forget. It was Michael Nunn and Frank Tate. They were fighting in Las Vegas. Of course, we had the party at the when I insulted Mr. T afterwards. But the bottom line is, the fight went on. The weigh-in was the day before because Bob Spagnuolo, who was Frank Tate's manager, went to the athletic commission and said, he's not going to make the weight. Can we have the weigh-in the day before? Please, please, please. Just for the exception of him medically. In other words, the doctor said he don't think he'll be medically sound if he weighs in the day of the fight, but if you give him the day before, he'll be okay. So they let Frank Tate and Michael Nunn weigh in the day before. That started the day before weigh-ins. Now, afterwards, it's become the custom, per se, and the reason why they do that is they believe that the fluids surrounding the brain are, when you're dehydrated, are minimal, and that when you're hydrated, that they're back to normal or back to what is close to normal. You know, had a guy like Gerald McCullen suffer that bad brain injury because of that inept referee blowing the KO in the first round against Nigel Mann. Of course, he would get stopped, I believe, in 10. But the bottom line is his injuries are permanent. I mean, people don't realize this isn't boxing. I mean, this isn't basketball. This is boxing.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that's, I mean, I just don't know how else we can fix this. You know, where guys are fighting at lower weights and they really shouldn't be fighting at those weights. I do think they should get some credit in making the weight. You know, when it's contract weight, well, you work hard. You know, losing those 2 or 3 pounds is always the last 2 or 3 pounds is the hardest to lose. And, you know, I think you should get some credit for that. That's why, you know, to me, what Ryan did, I thought he did that on purpose. And,
Look, you want me to admit that Ryan pulled a lot of punk moves? Yes, he did. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I mean, and the impeccable in the other room was not, he didn't draw up this game plan for Ryan Garcia, because nobody could draw this game plan up for Ryan Garcia. I mean, Ryan is like bizarro to, I mean, he's been seen with transsexuals. He's been seen singing to orangutans and zoo. I don't know. Have you seen all the crazy stuff he's been doing the last couple of weeks?
Oh, my God. He's enjoying life, right? Why not? But, he's done. I mean, even lead up to the fight, he's jogging in the street, running up to people out of nowhere and asking them, are you a pedo or something like that? Like, it's just, he's just weird. I don't know. I'm not with it. You know, I'm not a fan.
I know, but being weird is not a crime.
No, it's not a crime. No, it's apparently not.
Okay, let's talk about last night's fight, and I'll get to this to an extent. We'll get to it right now. WBC number one contender. I'll repeat that. WBC number one contender, super middleweight, WBA number two, IBF number three, WBO number three. WBC number one contender, super middleweight, Christian Mobili, 27-0, 23 KOs, knocked out Mark Heffron last night in about 53 seconds with a body shot. Heffron now 30 wins, 4 losses, and a draw, 24 KOs. It was the first round Saturday night at the in Quebec, Canada. Bottom line is, body shots, 40 seconds in, he was dropped, and of course he got finished, I think, at 53 seconds. But at the end of the night, Mobili is now the number one WBC contender. Do you know why I keep repeating that?
Yes.
Why don't you tell the listeners?
I want to assume that why you're saying that is because we have a guy that's a champion that's not fighting his number one contenders.
And we're talking about the Mexican icon, Canelo Alvarez, the untouchable one.
Yeah, that's a good word, the untouchable one. That's well said. You know, so, I mean, who's he going to fight in September? They were really trying to get him to fight Charlo, and you know, Charlo got in trouble, so that kind of helped us all out, so we don't have to see it. But, you know, I mean, the thing you want to see is him and Benavidez.
Exactly. But what do you think Mexican greats like Julio Cesar Chavez say and Juan Manuel Marquez say? And take this out. I think I could dig up Salvador Sanchez and he would tell me, you know what, this is a punk move. This is a punk-ass move, and Canelo is not representing the Mexican boxing fans the way we did. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's a very fair assessment.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with Tommy D calling the shots after this.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. you'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Okay.
That guy is the fastest runner, the greatest athlete in the history of boxing. I kid you not. He could do anything. He could play football. He could play baseball. We played basketball. I mean, Ray Leonard was like pound for pound the king when it came to athleticism. And of course, he is the best welterweight in the history of boxing. And how do I know that? Because the great Sugar Ray Robinson told me in 1984 that Ray Leonard was a quicker, faster, harder-hitting version of himself. So the bottom line is, Ray Robinson was saying that, yes, Ray Leonard was the greatest. And I think he was. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it back, of course, to the Bronx and bring in a shot caller, Tommy D. Tommy D, June the 1st, a big date in the big date in boxing. I mean, we're going back to Saudi Arabia. Let's talk about this 5-on-5 card.
Yeah, it's a good card. I'm pretty psyched. The only thing I'm upset about is, you know, Beterbiev was supposed to fight Bivol on his card for Undisputed, and Beterbiev pulled out with the injury. But I'm excited. I mean, let's start off with this one. We were talking about last night with Jack Catterall. He, you know, got robbed of his moment in the first fight of Undisputed. You know, we got Nick Ball taking on Raymond Ford. Nick Ball was robbed of his opportunity in this moment versus Vargas in his last fight.
Yeah, and I thought they were throwing Nick Ball a quick bone here, don't you?
I think they are, and you know, I think he deserves. I think he deserves another shot. You know, it's going to be a tough fight. You know, Raymond Ford is a favorite. He's like a minus 155, like a 1.5 favorite versus Nick Ball. But I think he's a live dog. I think Nick Ball's a live dog. You know, if he comes in with the same intensity, the same, you know, versus Vargas, and not, you know, come in, you know, feeling like, you know, disappointed from the other fight, I think he's a live dog, and I think he could pull off the upset.
Battle of the undefeated Raymond Ford, 15 and zip with a draw, and of course Nick Ball 19-0 with his draw, and of course Nick Ball getting ripped off. I mean, that was really, 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 really. I mean, you could smell that one through the TV screen.
Yeah, he knocked Vargas down twice. I thought Vargas was winning early, but Nick Ball definitely won the second half of the fight. Maybe won 5 of the last 6 rounds with the 2 knockdowns. By far, he won the fight. If you wanted to be nice, you could have scored it a draw, 6 rounds apiece. No, I'm saying 6 rounds apiece with the 2 knockdowns, still Nick Ball would be the winner. That's what I'm saying, like, you know, to be nice. But definitely Nick Ball won that fight, in my opinion.
Okay, there was a fight. I like the fact that, just switching subjects for a second, when Pedro Guevara went down there to Australia and beat the Maloney brother, I thought that was a very, very good win. He threw 85 body shots.
Yeah.
And landed 85 body shots.
Yeah, and he retired Maloney, supposedly, right?
Yeah. Well, Maloney retired himself. He shouldn't have stepped in the ring. I was hurt. I was this. So, anyway, you've got this good card going. We've got Ford and Nick Ball. We've got Daniel Dubois and Flip Hogovic, 17-0 versus 20-2. Daniel Dubois, was he supposed to be something and he didn't materialize, or is he going to be something, or what's up? What's the story on him?
I mean, he's still young, but I think they threw him in there with some killers early. You know, he lost his first loss was to Joyce, where he was winning the fight, really. And then eventually, you know, Joyce caught up to him and stopped him. And then the fight that he kind of got robbed in, where he dropped Usyk with the with a good body shot. They called it a low blow, and eventually, Usyk got well rested, got the 5 minutes, came back and stopped Dubois. So,
that was our favorite referee there, Luis Pabon.
Yeah, out of Puerto Rico.
And I got to say this, one of the judges was Stanley Christodoulou, who I think is one of the greatest referees of all time. He ranks up there with Arthur Mercanti Sr., I kid you not. And he was a judge in that fight. But Stanley, I guess he's a little too old to referee, but man, Luis Pabon. Why don't they find that guy a retirement? Find him a retirement home, Luis Pabon. Every time he steps into the ring, it's sort of like something smells a little bit.
No comment. No comment.
Okay, back to the 5-on-5 card. Is Flip's the favorite here? Is he going to win?
He's a 2-to-1 favorite. I believe he's going to win the fight. But Dubois is a good underdog. Live under, he can pop. He's got punching power. But Herkovic has looked good since the Zhang fight. He's been, crushing and stopping guys. You know, he seems to be the real deal. He's the number one contender, I believe, to the IBF title. So, this is Herkovic's time to shine, to maybe get that title shot. That's if they strip Usyk of the IBF, he'll get the first, crack at it. If not, he'll have to wait till Usyk and Fury do it again.
The International Black Federation. No. That's when Bob Lee started it back in the 80s. That's what it was called, because black. No. I'm not kidding you. And I'm not going to throw any racial knocks out there and that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, black fighters, he felt, were not being represented in the WBC or the WBA, which are located in Mexico and Venezuela. So I guess he had a point there, and he started the International Boxing Federation. So that's why we all called it the International Black Federation. Everybody, all the people on press row did.
So then this means that Herkovic will fight Anthony Joshua then, right?
Because
Anthony
Joshua
is the guy that's lined up for the IBF as well.
You know, Anthony Joshua, let's speak about him. Is he a guy that he can't beat Usyk? I mean, so where does he go?
I mean, I think the big fight to make would be him and Fury. Maybe they hope Fury wins, the rematch, and then he'll get a crack at Fury. I think that's the big fight in the UK, without a doubt.
Look, Tommy D. Tyson Fury got himself in the best shape he could. I mean, he was ripped. He as ripped as he could be at 35 years old. He was somewhat trim. He didn't look like gross Gordo or nothing like that. So the bottom line is he pulled himself down. He looked like he was disciplined, and it still wasn't enough. In other words, it looks like he gave it his all in this training camp, and it still wasn't enough. So he's not going to be able to do any better in the rematch.
I agree with you. I don't think he'll do better in the rematch. And then does the rematch actually happen, right? The last few fights that Fury has fought, he's pulled out and postponed the fights. I don't think he can do that again. So let's see what happens if that fight actually does take place. And what they said, October, we'll see. But I think Usyk beats him again, maybe more easily than the first fight.
Yeah, well, Tyson Fury is a head case in himself, of course. So he didn't look all that bruised up. I saw some pictures of him taking out the garbage this week, evidently or going to the market. Something like he was either going to a supermarket, he was taking out the garbage. I couldn't figure out which one it was. But the bottom line is Tyson Fury alive and well, of course, in the UK. Now, back to this card on the first, Deontay Wilder and Zil Zhang. Let's talk about that. Of course, Wilder now like 43-3-1, 42 KOs, one draw. The only guy he didn't knock out, was Fury. And the bottom line is, he knocked out a lot of guys that weren't all that much. I mean, you give him, he was must watch TV, but I think his matchmaking played a key role.
I think that's a little bit unfair, because then we have to kind of say that Tyson Fury is all-time great. Before fighting Parker, 43-3-1, right? Wilder's record of his 43 wins and all the opponents faced, he's knocked down every opponent he's ever faced. That's including Tyson Fury. The only guy he hasn't knocked down was Joseph Parker.
Good point. And speaking of Fury, when he went down, I think the referee gave him the benefit of the doubt last week. Mark Nelson, my buddy, I want to say that. I knew him and his father. And I think he's a great referee. I think that Mark is one of the fairest, most honest guys I've ever come in contact with in my entire life. So I don't think he would ever do anything nefarious, intentional, anything like that. But I do think he may have given Tyson Fury the benefit of the doubt last week in that one round where he was wobbling all over the place like a drunk because of the fact that he was a current linear world heavyweight champion and he had had the Undertaker encounter with Wilder when he went down and Jack Reese didn't decide to call him off. I mean, listen, any other referee would have stopped that fight right away. You got to give Jack Reese some kudos for that, man.
I just, it's shocking. You know, what's funny about that, and I've asked this to a couple people. So I asked the commish, Randy, I asked him about it. And he said, well, they were specific instructions in the locker room. He told Wilder and he told Fury that he was going to do his best if there was a knockdown to give you every opportunity to come up. So in fairness, according to the commish, he said that he did let both fighters know he was going to give them the opportunity. He wasn't going to be quick to stop the fight.
Well, but that's the way, listen, that's the way it rolls in heavyweight title fights. There's always, the heavyweight champion is always given the benefit of a doubt. I mean, you know, I remember when heavyweights of note were given the benefit of the doubt, they weren't champions. Think about Muhammad Ali, of course, with Henry Cooper over there in the UK when his glove was cut, when Angelo Dundee cut his glove in between those rounds, of course, because he got knocked down. Remember that?
Yes, I do. I looked into that, and he was hurt. He was hurt badly.
Yeah, I asked him, I said, what was it like? He goes, I went back to the corner and there was like more than one person there. I said, I've been there. He goes, huh? I go, one time they got knocked down in Las Vegas by Ernie Chavez and I looked across the ring and there were eight Ernie Chavez's, eight of those guys in the ring, in the boxing ring with me. And then I looked at the referee like for some help and there was three of them. So it was like there was like 11 people in the ring. There should have been only three. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break with Tommy D, the Shot Caller.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know.
The giant gypsy, the fat gypsy, call him what you want. Bottom line is he's hit his zenith and he's on the way down. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, of course. A lackadaisical performance, in my mind, against Oleg Usyk. Of course, Usyk coming in 25, 30, almost 40 pounds lighter. And at the end of the day, I used to say that size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. In this situation, Oleg Usyk is the exception to the rule. Now, back to this card on next week, of course, coming to us from Saudi Arabia. Is Saudi Arabia, is the money good? Do you think it's the money's worth it? In other words, we're selling our soul here to the Saudis as far as the sport of boxing. I know golf has tried to do that. Baseball's got some trying to put together some type of league over there. The bottom line is this good for boxing?
Right now, I think it is. They've given us some good fights. They've given us fights that, you know, the fans want, right? It's good. You know, they haven't really thrown any stinkers yet. They got a card that's going to be in California, actually, not in, you know, that the guy is doing. So, I mean, I got to say yes for now.
But the Sheik comes up with this stuff crazy. He wants Max Crawford with Canelo.
I've heard about that. I don't think that's good. You know, and I don't think Canelo's going to do it anyway. So, I mean, because Canelo's got more to lose, if he takes that fight.
Yeah. Wilder and Zhang, what's going to happen there?
Well, what I looked into is that Zhang is almost a 2-1 favorite. I thought this fight is kind of even, both coming off, bad losses, in my opinion, where they looked kind of sluggish and really weren't letting their hands go. I mean, Zhang threw his hands a little bit more and scored 2 knockdowns, but he looked sluggish. So it's a make-or-break fight for either fighter. Both guys are up there, especially Zhang. He's, I believe, 40 years old.
No. The Chinese lie, I hate to put it to you, the Chinese lie like the Russians and the Cubans. I mean, I was with a Cuban one time. I'm not going to, I won't mention him. Bottom line is, he said he was 34, right? He turned out to be 41.
I have no comment. I'm just going on by what I see on BoxRec on what they report.
Okay.
So what the announcers say. So as far as I know, he's about 40, 41, but I wouldn't doubt it. He's been fighting a long time, especially in the amateurs. But it's a make or break fight. Both guys need this fight. The loser probably should think about maybe hanging it up.
Hey, time out. 2-1. Isn't that sort of like stealing money, putting on Wilder? You got to go with the right hand shot. I mean, he catches Zhang with that right hand. Big, slow ass Zhang. He catches Zhang with that right hand. I still think it's lights out.
I think it's lights out. He's much quicker than, you know, Wilder lets that shot off when he wants to throw his hands, because last fight he didn't. He lets those hands go much quicker than like Joe Joyce and any other guy Zhang in space. And I've seen Zhang drop with the same right hand in the Olympics to Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua knocked him down lovely with a right hand. So I could see Wilder stopping him within the first 3 rounds. I think both guys would come in, I think they're just going to go at it. I mean, Zhang is going to probably come in big, overweight as usual, so I could see somebody, whoever lands first, it might be one of those fights. Whoever lands first is going to get this win. And I see Wilder dropping him within the first 3 rounds.
Tommy D, talking about some other heavyweights, Anthony Joshua, you mentioned him, the aforementioned, of course, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, 28-3, lost to Oleg Usyk not once but twice. He's sort of like, believe it or not, he's like the MVP of this whole crew here. He can make money. He's like Ryan Garcia. He can make money doing social media. He makes a lot of money doing nothing.
I wouldn't say doing nothing, but I do know what you mean. He got an exhibition fight, which they said it was an exhibition against Ngannou. That was a layup, and he got paid lots of money for that layup. 2 rounds worth of work,
I think he's probably, somehow he's got some pictures. Either he's got pictures of the Sheik or Frank Warren or something like that doing dastardly things. That's
Eddie Hearn?
That's all.
I think he signed like a lifetime contract with Eddie Hearn.
Well, he's got he's got pictures of Eddie Hearn there. Bottom line is, let's all right. Heavyweights: Oleg Usyk number on top, Anthony Joshua number two, Ajit Kayabel number three, according to BoxRec.com, and Tyson Fury, and of course the aforementioned Joseph Parker. Is Parker the hot underdog here?
He's on a win streak. I guess he is the hot underdog. I mean, you know, I like to see what he does next. He's had some bad losses, but that was in the past. He's been in a ring with Joshua. He was competitive with Joshua. You know, they went 12 rounds.
He's lost a lot of weight since then. He's lost a lot of weight and got his ass in shape since then. That's what I think it was. Let me tell you, these heavyweights don't have to make weight. You know what I'm saying? So they come up with their own fictional or these fantasy weights that they think they should weigh. They'll say, well, you know, I'm 233. Well, bottom line is, you know, your body frame probably should have you down around 215. Okay? But these extra 15 pounds, these guys carry these extra 15 pounds. Case in point, David Tua. At one point in time before he fought Lennox Lewis and Ike Ibeabuchi, he was considered the throwing Samoan. He put on 10 rounds, he became the slowing Samoan. In other words, the weight just doesn't work. Of course, Anthony Joshua has lost to Usyk not once but twice. Tyson Fury seems to be on the way out. Joseph Parker looks like he might be the hot underdog here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see who he's going to fight next. You know, he's got a new trainer. Was it Ben Davison? Is that his trainer, or is it the other Irish guy? I can't get it. But ever since he's been with that new trainer, he's won like 5 fights in a row.
Okay, switching gears. Jared Anderson. I don't know who his parole officer is, but is his parole officer more important than his trainer?
That's a very good question. I don't even know how to answer that. You would hope he wouldn't need a parole officer and, you know, just worry about his training, worry about, you know, his career. Right now, he doesn't have a fight lined up, so let's see. But
Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, tells me that that his brother's doing hard time. So hard time is nothing to his brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the thing that kills me. Like, he's going through all these problems, like, these things, you know, outside the ring. And his brother's doing like 22 years.
Listen, you don't have to go to jail. You just have to go. You have to do what Devin Haney did, to go to a P. Diddy party.
Oh my God! Here we go with this.
Come on. What's up with those Diddy parties? I saw a picture of Devin Haney wearing a pair of like African shorts and this kind of stuff. And according to everybody that I've listened to, everybody I've talked to, sworn affidavits, that kind of stuff, that Diddy's parties, after, say, if you didn't go home early and you didn't say no, spit happened.
Well, that's why you left early at the party you went to.
Thank you. Good comeback, Tommy D. Good comeback. Of course, I did leave early. Of course, I walked away. Hey, I didn't know who he was. I insulted him. I didn't know who Blood was. He goes, Blood, you know who I am? I could walk on by him. You know, some guy smoking weed in front of Princess Team Hamed's dressing room. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
And he was dressed just like the other guy. There was two guys dressed alike. I mean, it would be like me and the impeccable one wearing the same exact suits. I mean, come on. I mean, it was like one of the suits had like a white sleeve and a black sleeve. In other words, they were custom-made suits, but one was a size 36 and one was like a 44. So what does that tell you about Puff Daddy? Just switch gears. Let's go back to the card on the first. Yeah. Besides Deontay Wilder and Zil Zhang, I'm going to go with Wilder on this one.
Yeah, I'm going with Wilder on this one as well. The rumor is, if he wins this fight, speaking of Jared Anderson, that may be the next fight
Let's do it, because Jared Anderson's got a whole lot to prove, and especially to me. I think that Jared Anderson's he's been carefully matched, and Bob Arum knows how to roll with heavyweights.
Yeah, and what the sad part about this is that when you look at the top 10 in the heavyweight boxes, Jared Anderson's the only American in the top 10, because Wilder, they don't have Wilder in the top 10. Yeah, so hopefully Wilder wins, and maybe, you know, he'll move up back in the top 10 and he'll get the fight with Jared Anderson. And let's see what the kid got. Okay. You know, let's see what he can do.
It doesn't look like the BoxRec has got a bridgeweight division yet, so we'll just pass on that one. Gilberto Ramirez is considered the best cruiserweight in the world, 46-1. I don't think so. I think Zerto's a little bit limited. And the Jaya Patai, who we watched last week, win his second fight against Bredis, I wasn't all that impressed with him. So who at 200 pounds is worth looking at?
I think it's unfortunate. It's Opatai. I mean, Opataya. Yeah. I think he's the best guy at that weight. He's probably going to move up to heavyweight now. You know, he spars with heavyweights. You know, I think he's the guy. But that division is pretty much, you know, Gilberto Ramirez, when he fights somebody good, he doesn't look, you know, anything special. So I don't know. I don't think he's that good. I think he moved up in weight to this weight class because the division is so weak, in my opinion, you know, therefore making him a champion in that division. But
okay,
yeah, this weight class is eh.
Switching gears, 175, Dmitry Bivol, Artur Bitaev. Of course, they were supposed to hook it up next week. It's not going to happen. Bitaev had some torn meniscus issues, I believe, in his right knee. So Bivol is going to take on a guy that, let me tell you what this guy, it sort of blows me away. I've never heard of the guy before. He's from Libya, Malik Zanad, 22-0 with 16 KOs. I'm looking at his record here, Tommy D. It looks like he knocked me out 8 times and you 4.
I thought I saw your name there.
Exactly. Exactly. You and I, hey, I was fighting under the alias Almir Shariki, and you were fighting as Tamir Nikaradov. Okay, but the bottom line is we padded this guy's record.
Oh, we definitely did. You ready to hear this, though?
Huh?
I looked this up. Dmitry Bivol is a 4,000, a plus 4,000 favorite. You got to lay 4,000 to win $100.
40-1.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, 40-1. For Dmitry Bivol in this fight. Crazy. You know, so if you want to take a shot on this guy who's probably fought Ham and Eggers, you could risk $100 and win $1,200.
No, we got a problem with that, Tommy D, because DraftKings, if it's 40-1 on the top end, they're only giving you 18-1 on the bottom end. What kind of crap is that? I remember in Las Vegas when you went into a sports book, like Leroy's sports book in Las Vegas, that Herb Lambeck used to be the big boxing handicapper there, okay? I mean, you got decent prices. In other words, if a guy was a 5-1 favorite, you got 4-1 on the other way, 4.5-1 the other way. You know what I'm saying? You got the representative, yeah. You got, if a guy was a 5-1 favorite, you got paid close to 5-1 on the other way if you got the underdog. But now, it's like 18-1 on a 45-1 fighter.
Because, you know, the house always wins, and they want, you know, that's they got to stay true to that. You got to make sure the house always wins.
That the house be pimping.
Absolutely.
I mean, the house be pimping. So at 175, we had this guy Joshua Botsy on the show a few weeks ago. Do you think he can fight?
I haven't seen him, to be honest. So I know he's undefeated.
And I wasn't all that impressed, not with him or the interview. Oh, did I really say that?
Oh, wow.
Anyway. Oleg Gorvazadek, he's a guy that's going to be—he's 21. He's going to be taking on, of course, our guy, my guy, David Benavidez. What does he bring to the dance?
I think this is good. This is good for David Benavidez. I mean, it's a tough fight. The guy hasn't been in the ring in a while. I can't say his name. Oleg, we'll say Oleg. He hasn't been around. I think this is a good opponent for David Benavidez.
Listen, this is an easy one. Gavadik.
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 Okay, I want to stick with Oleg. To me, it sounds.
Am I getting you in trouble with the agent here? Is that what you're trying to tell me here?
No. The agent's in church right now and praying for all of us.
She's got to be praying after listening to this broadcast. No doubt about it. Tommy D, but looking at Oleg, he quit. Did he quit against Artur Bitaev? Was that a quit job?
I don't think so. I mean, when he got knocked down like 3 times or something like that.
He got knocked down three times in round 10. Of course, the scores were 87-84, 86-85, and one judge had it the other way. What's going on with that? Bottom line is one judge was way off. Benavidez, though, going to take on this Russian guy. Of course, David Benavidez, we talked about that a little bit earlier, him being the number one contender, the WBC, we thought. But now the WBC has replaced the number one contender. How can they do this? They were sued for $40 million when they took Graciano Roccagini's light heavyweight title and gave it to Roy Jones. This amounts to be the same thing, almost, by denying Benavidez a shot at a guy for 3 years.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But who do we talk about that? Do we talk to our guy at WBC?
Mauricio don't want to talk about it.
That's what I'm saying. Who else can we talk to it about? You know, so, I mean, I don't know what's up with Mauricio Suleiman. I mean, Suleiman.
Yeah. No, you got a point there. This is a very silly decision. Of course, it's all about Canelo. And, of course, the WBC, I understand it's no longer the World Boxing Council. You know what they call themselves?
What?
We be Canelo.
We be Canelo. They love them sanctioning fees, I tell you that much.
Exactly, without a doubt. Tommy D, you have a great week. Hug the wife. Have a great, great weekend. And happy anniversary. I'm sorry I didn't send you a present, but happy anniversary.
I appreciate you, Pedro. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day.
The great Tommy D, the shot caller for Sunday show. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My thing is that, you know what, we're all straight, so we know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this. And unfortunately, my car was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this. And, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me throughout my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the press. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate all the everything you guys ever did for me.
When we did that interview, I was crying. I was in tears. It was like the most emotional thing I think I've ever done on the radio. Of course, that was Gerard Hernandez 2 days before checking out from a rare form of cancer. We'll talk about in 2011. We'll talk about that in depth in hour number two. In fact, I'm going to bring you back in time and bring a Gerard Hernandez out of the interview, out of the vault that we did, I think, about 2010, 2009, somewhere around there. After he was diagnosed with cancer, and then he was on his way to recovery, and they thought he kicked it, and then, of course, the big C came back. Man, when it comes back, look out. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number one. Of course, hour number two will feature the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Of course, Larry now 93 years old. And get this. This week, Larry Merchant came up with a top 10 list of his all-time heavyweights, and he put something like, they preface it with this quote. This is Larry, a quote. I know I'm probably not going to be around very much longer, so here's my top 10 list. I didn't like that. So I called him on the phone and told him, you know, I didn't like that. He goes, oh, I'm sorry I offended you. I didn't know you were that delicate, doesn't it? Anyway, the retired HBO Godfather will be here in about 20 minutes here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, he's coming to you from the Sports Byline Net Broadcast Network in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. The producer, the impeccable one, Bailey Peck. Of course, come back after the biased, racist news, the sexist news. Don't listen to this news. Find something to do for 6 minutes and come back and see me in 6 minutes. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide from Sports Byline.
I'm Laura Winters. The long holiday weekend underway right now with millions of Americans flying and others taking to the road. Monday is Memorial Day. A new Fox News poll of registered voters finds 55% of Americans say they will not be planning a vacation this summer. 42% say they will be. Now, as for the reason some will not be taking a trip, 73% surveyed say they don't have the money. 15% say they just don't have the time. Forecasters warning of a very active, hyperactive hurricane season this year. NOAA predicting an 85% chance of an above normal season. There could be 17 to 25 named storms due to record warm water. The hurricane season starts June 1st and runs through November. Another setback for Democrats in the Senate as a border bill fails to pass. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
The Senate has witnessed the failure of a border security bill for the second time. Democrats are pointing fingers at Republicans, a move Senator John Cornyn of Texas anticipated.
Vulnerable Democrats, including the President of the United States, can try to fool the American people into believing that they really care when obviously they don't.
It's worth noting that Democrats, including California Senator Alex Padilla, also oppose the legislation. They expressed dissatisfaction with the absence of discussions on visa expansion or assistance for the Dreamers. Instead, the bill aimed to formalize catch and release policies and allocate a specific quota for daily asylum cases. I'm John Schaefer.
And turning now to sports action on the ice. In Game 2 of the NHL Conference Finals, the New York Rangers beating the Florida Panthers 2-1 in overtime and tie up the series one game apiece. Game 3 tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Turning now to politics and the race for president in 2024, we still do not know who Donald Trump will be picking to be his vice president. Many political pundits do not believe it will be Nikki Haley, even though she endorsed him this week. Here's USA's Corey Myers.
Nikki Haley has chosen her side. The former South Carolina governor and GOP presidential candidate said that she would vote for a president who supports freedom and capitalism, who supports our allies and will secure the border.
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times. But Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
Haley said Trump would be wise to woo her supporters to him, not just assume they will vote for him.
In other news, Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York City is scheduled to resume on Tuesday after the holiday. The case could go to the jury and deliberations could start as early as Wednesday. Filmmaker and former CNN host Morgan Spurlock has died at the age of 53. He was behind the very popular documentary called Supersize Me, which was nominated for an Academy Award. The film was about the health risks of fast food. He is best known for eating McDonald's food for a month and gaining 25 pounds. His family says he died from complications from cancer. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near par pedos, full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Pylon Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two of the Sunday edition. Of course, we come to you live from the Sports Pylon Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez, in case you didn't know. Who am I? I'm not only your host, I'm an award-winning boxing writer, and of course, a four-time Golden Glove champ, so I can ride, I can fight, I can do a lot of things. Bottom line is, though, you're the sports fan, you're the one buying the pay-per-views, or are you buying the pay-per-view? Tweet me, let me know. Of course, hit me up on Twitter, not Average Pedro is the address. Of course, not Average Pedro at Twitter X. Bottom line is, I'll get your tweets. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, yesterday across the pond, Jack Catterall settled the Battle of Scotland, of course, with a 12-round unanimous nod over former champion Josh Taylor. Josh Taylor received a gift of a win a couple of years ago over Jack Catterall the first time around. Both these guys couldn't win the Golden Gloves, in my opinion, but the bottom line is they were the main event on DAZN yesterday, coming to you from the Battle of Scotland. Now, outside of big boxing, of course, next week we've got Deontay Wilder and Zil Zhang going on pay-per-view from Saudi Arabia. Of course, I'm not big on pay-per-view and I'm not big on fights from Saudi Arabia, but the bottom line is it looks like the Saudis have put together a pretty good card here. And of course, I'm a big Deontay Wilder fan, and I think that Deontay Wilder is going to knock Zil Zhang all the way back to Beijing. What do you think? You let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, not Average Pedro. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll feature the retired HBO Godfather about 20 minutes past the hour, and of course, we'll go into my dedication to my man. I'm talking about Gennaro Hernandez, with a dedicated show to the former world champion that passed away from cancer in June of 2011. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I love the signs of spring. Birds chirping, flowers blooming, and a great sale at Kohl's. I just shopped their Spring Savings Bash and found everything I need to get through the rest of the season. I got my whole family tees for $7.99 and shorts under $20. Spotted myself some cute dresses and sandals for 30% off and got patio essentials for 30% off. Not to mention I saved an extra 50% off other finds. So don't stop and smell the flowers. Get to Kohl's to save on a great spring. Select styles. Extra 50% off clearance valid through April 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I think I just saw the first in the other room. The impeccable one is a little overwhelmed by the computers or lack thereof here at Sports Byline. It's not true that we have dial-up internet. It's a rumor, but it's not true. You are through to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last week, bit of an upset in the minds of some. Of course, Emmanuel Navarrete, the big Mexican star. Of course, he was a guy that a lot of people thought was maybe going to take the place of Chavez. Come on. Anyway, he's not all that exciting, but he was moving up away from 126 to 122 pounds, 126, 130. He was going to do his thing at 135. Of course, he failed 38-2 now, 31 KOs, so he can punch eventually, allegedly at 122 and 126. But Dennis Brancic beat him on a split decision. Now, Brancic is an interesting guy. He's 18 and zip. Of course, he's 19 and zip now with 9 KOs, and he comes to us from a place called Ukraine. Of course, a lot of Ukrainian champions of late. And you got to give the Ukrainians some props. In fact, we'll bring a Ukrainian on in about 15 minutes. We'll talk about the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Murch. Of course, his family's from Ukraine. And we'll talk about boxing and more with the retired HBO godfather in about 23, maybe 25 minutes past here. But as far as Ukraine's concerned, got a lot to be proud of. Of course, Oleg Usyk, the undisputed world heavyweight champion, a man that defied he defied size. And I just couldn't believe that he could defy that much size. I mean, he's 6'2", 6'3". He fought a guy that's 6'9", and he beat him. And he beat him handily, and he beat him like a girl. I mean, I take that back. He beat him like a weak girl. A tough girl fight back. And speaking of fight tough girls, Clarissa Shields talking about fighting Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia talking about a transgender fight. All the bizarre stuff coming out of Ryan Garcia's mouth in the past couple of weeks. You got to think he's on drugs. I mean, you can't think that either he's insane or he's on drugs. It's one or the other. You can't act. You can't, that's not an act. You just can't do it. You can't act. I mean, it's impossible. It's just absolutely impossible. And I'm, of course, Ryan Garcia, the king of pay-per-view. Of course, he did about 900,000 homes, 972,000 homes, I believe, to be exact in that last fight. But when you look at the total picture now, Devin Haney, of course, has this loss, and Ryan Garcia might get the fight overturned as far as performance-enhancing drugs concerned. At least that's the buzz on the internet. I haven't got nothing officially on it yet, so we'll wait until we see the official word from the United States Boxing Association. I mean, the Association of Boxing Commissions. Are these guys still in effect? Of course, John McCain, the senator, of course, he ran for president from Arizona, but I got all over his case when he put together the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act back in 1996 because of the fact that the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act, he took the teeth out of it. He took the enforcement out of it. In other words, like, you know, the prosecution, the ability to grab people and charge them with crimes, he sort of took that out of it because of the fact that, you know, he was tight with the people in Nevada. He was tight with Bob Arum. That's why I think McCain did it. But the bottom line is that was a bad move as far as the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act was concerned. Had a lot of good things to it, but that was one of the bad things. Now, as far as heavyweight boxing is concerned right now, of course, the heavyweight champion being Oleg Usyk from the Ukraine. What does he tell you about, you know, about the rest of the heavyweight division? Because I'm looking at the rest of the heavyweight division. There's no heavyweights from the Americas to be talked about. Just absolutely no. Jared Anderson, we talked about him in hour number one, 17 and zip. He's got all kinds of head problems. He's not going to be the guy. And he's just not going to be. So who's going to be the next star as far as American boxing is concerned? I mean, think about that. You got people like Oshaki Foster. I don't think he's going to do it. I mean, as far as heavyweight, so we don't have a heavyweight. As far as a cruiserweight concerned, we don't have a cruiserweight. In fact, as a light heavyweight concerned, yeah, you know, Dmitry Bivol and Artur Bedoyev, those guys are from across the pond, okay? So we go down to 168 pounds, and we really don't have a 168-pound champion anymore. We have Canelo. Canelo's got his own little world. He can call the shots. I mean, bottom line is you're supposed to defend against the number one contender at least once a year, every year, okay? So Canelo's went like over 3 years since he fought the number one contender, and the last number one contender, the impeccable one, beat him in his prior fight. I kid you not. He had a loss. The guy went in as the number one from Iran. Can't think of his first name and last name right now, but he was from Iran. He went into the boxing hotbed of the Middle East. Yeah, right. Anyway, bottom line is he went into this fight as the number one contender, having lost his prior fight. I kid you not. So how do you do that? Only in the World Boxing Council, I guess. So he's the number one contender. Canelo beats him. Then for 3 years, he doesn't have to fight a number one contender. He has to do whatever he wants. I mean, he's fought Triple G. He's fought Bivol. Of course, that was a fight of choice, and he lost. But then he fought Charlo. He fought Ryder. And now he fought Munguia. That's five fights in a row that he's had his own picking. Nobody is that big. In fact, when you look at his pay-per-view numbers, they're dropping. They were like, you know, 450,000 for that last fight. And of course, I told you that the fact that he was giving it away to Mexico, of course, he lost a few bucks there maybe, but the bottom line is he probably made it up on sponsors. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that why Canelo decided he was going to show the fight free in Mexico on free television, that doesn't mean there weren't sponsors. You hear where I'm coming from? So Canelo makes out both ways. At the end of the day, Canelo's no longer the pound-for-pound king of boxing. He's just not. And I was looking at some list the other day where who is the pound-for-pound king? Of course, that's the Japanese fighter at 122 pounds, Noah Inouye, of course, unbeaten, having got off the deck when Louis Nier dropped him when the left hook about 2 weeks ago. Of course, that was in Japan. Came back. Hasn't fought too much. Only fought once or twice here in the U.S., but the bottom line is he is the pound-for-pound king, coming back in the 10th round and stopping Nier. And Nier, he came in with a once-beaten record. He was a big knockout puncher. He punched hard both to the body and the head. But guess what? Nery was neutralized in 10 rounds. As far as Terrence Crawford is concerned, I can't consider him in the top 5 pound for pound because, or maybe the top 10 pound for pound because of the fact that he only fights once a year. I mean, come on, man. Inactivity is not how you get prominent. You just don't. He fights when he wants. I'm against that. Of course, he'll be coming up in a fight in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about that in depth. But the bottom line is, you look at the entire picture, you know, Crawford just really hasn't done it. A lot of guys that he's beat, with the exception of Errol Spence, who I thought was damaged goods going in because of the car accident. Of course, he had those brain issues. I mean, you looked at his booking photo. The Dallas Police Department booked him for drunk driving about 3 weeks after the car accident. Of course, that's when he flipped over that Ferrari or that Maserati at 150 miles per hour and was ejected from the car through the sunroof. Talk about luck. Yeah, he ended up living through that. But the bottom line is he suffered a major, major brain bleed. I mean, you look at the pictures from the DPD pictures, and you can see the blood around the corneas of his eyes and the retinas and the retina surrounding the corneas of his eyes. That means his brain was bleeding. That means he had a severe brain bleed if these symptoms are showing up almost a month after the incident. So what I'm trying to tell you is that he should have never been fighting. Had he been hurt like that in a boxing match, he would have been banned and never allowed to box again. But that's the way boxing is. Of course, they decided to go with some type of Jerry Jones type of doctor down there in Texas. And before you knew it, he was back on the slate to fight. He had a couple of easy fights. Then when he was matched with Crawford, of course, he got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. The bottom line is Errol Spence, at one point in time, was a talented fighter, had good reflexes. I thought he had nice speed, nice hands, this and that. But, you know, I think the party life, I think that car accident, but the party life doesn't help him either. I mean, every time I see the guy, he's buzzed. I'm telling you, every time you see him, and nothing wrong with that. You know, he's not training this now. He's not fighting this now. So more power to him. But the bottom line is he always looks like he's like, and he should be doing commercials for marijuana. That's what he should be doing. He should be doing weed commercials. 420. Hi, I'm Errol Spence, man. Look at me. Yeah, we know it. So tell us, what do you smoke? Bottom line is Errol Spence has done it as a professional fighter, but he's going to fight. Get this. They're going to put him in with Sebastian Fedora. Sebastian Fedora being the WBC 154-pound champion, of course, taking that title from Tim Zhu a couple of months ago, or about a month ago, with a very controversial, in very controversial fashion. Tim Zhu got cut in the second round with an elbow uppercut cut Tim Zhu on the top of the head. And when you get cut on the top of the head, you can't stop it unless you stitch it up. It's not one of these things where you put medicine on it or put pressure on it and get the cut to stop. The cut never stopped. It bled the entire fight. Of course, they had a chance to talk about the Tim Zhu corner, had a chance to stop the fight. The kid's undefeated. He's the hottest thing at 154 pounds. He's from Australia. He can sell a million tickets there. He can sell, trying to sell here in the United States. And what do they do? They suckered him. They told him it was going to be an easy fight at first, and they pulled a last-minute move on him. They pulled him Fedora 2 weeks before the fight. He took on a guy that was 6'5". I mean, talk about ring stupid. You got to be dumb. You take on a guy that's 6'5". I don't care if Fedora got knocked out in his last fight. He was 6'5". How can you train for a guy that's 6'5" in 2 weeks? You can't do it. You can't make the adjustments. He never made the adjustments. Talk about Tim Zhu. Although I thought he was ahead after 4 rounds. After 5 rounds, he wasn't ahead. The bottom line is, from that point forward, the fight was in Sebastian Fedora's pocket. And, of course, he would end up winning a 12-round decision. In fact, I think one judge had Tim Zhu winning. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, it was a bad move for Tim Zhu in the corner. They should have stopped that fight in the second round. They would still have an undefeated guy. He can go back and fight Fedora in a bit of a rematch or some type of grudge match or that kind of good stuff after the cut. You can do that after having a technical draw. After the technical draw, Fedora doesn't lose. And your guy doesn't lose. No, Tim Zhu doesn't lose. Nobody loses there. But that corner was headed by his father. I'm talking about Kostadzu, the former world junior welterweight champion, a Hall of Famer, no doubt about that. But if they don't know the boxing rules and they don't know the game, they don't belong in the game. I mean, come on. They got played. They had a chance to get their guy out. I keep repeating this. But what I'm trying to tell you is that Tim Zhu is going to be taking on Virgil Ortiz now in a couple of months. Virgil Ortiz is, of course, a prominent fighter, 20-0, 21-0, or 20 knockouts, something like that. All of his fights have ended in knockout, no doubt about that. The welterweight, at one point in time, I thought was the 147-pound heir to greatness at welterweight. He moved up to 154, maybe 160. The bottom line is, this is going to be a good, I mean, he's fun to watch. He's absolutely fun to watch, Virgil Ortiz. But to fight Virgil Ortiz, I don't know if Tim Zhu's ready to fight Virgil Ortiz. Virgil Ortiz is a volume puncher. Okay, Tim Zhu, not so much a volume puncher. I think you're exposing him for the weaknesses that he has as far as his defensive lapses and things like that. I'm talking about the Australia. So although he's once beaten at one point in time 3 months ago, he was on top of the world at 154, and now he's on the outside looking in. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking world of boxing. Coming up next, the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, in the house on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Talk about contrasting personalities. Don King, the Larry Merchant, retired HBO Godfather. Larry, was he your nemesis? Were you guys enemies?
Well, I didn't regard him as a nemesis. I admired certain of his capacities as a promoter and making it about himself and so forth. But I thought that he didn't do right by some fighters, and there was a negative part of him that had to be pointed out sometimes.
Yep, exactly.
Like that.
You know, Muhammad Ali felt I
was a nemesis. I know that.
Okay. Muhammad Ali told me we were in a bus in China, and I said to him, I said, what happened with the money for the Larry Holmes fight? Of course, that was this fight that never should have happened. Ali was 38 years old, hadn't fought in 2 years, coming off that exhibition against Leon Spinks in rematch. Anyway, but the bottom line is, Ali got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. He was supposed to make $8 million for that fight. As it turns out, he only got $4 million, and Don King got him to sign off on the other $4 million if Don would get him another fight. I mean, that's how delusional Muhammad Ali was at that point in time that Don King suckered him into giving him $4 million bucks.
Well, there are other similar cases I've heard of where at the last minute he would cut the fighters and so on and so forth. And in general, I'm for the fighters, not the promoters.
Well, the best one, though, was Hasim Rahman. He was heavyweight champion, having beaten Lennox Lewis over in Africa. He had a 24 million, get this, he had a, Bailey, listen to this, he had a $24 million check from HBO, a $24 million check from HBO, and Don King got him to tear it up for $350,000 in cash in a duffel bag. You remember that one, Larry?
Oh, boy. Yeah, now that you mention it. I don't know what to say. It speaks for itself. I remember he signed some big fight. Might have been involved with George Foreman and Holyfield. And for an outrageous amount of money, many people in the game thought. And, you know, like they were supposed to get $10 million each or something. And at the last moment, he decided he could give them half as much as he had contracted them for, because a war had started someplace.
Well, I 24 million, Larry, to 350 grand. I mean, 24. Here's what he convinced him that the check was going to bounce. I mean, this was a check on. Listen, Godfather, you remember, or maybe you don't, but I used to get.
Why didn't the fighters sue him?
I have no idea. But you know, I used to get HBO checks now and then. Okay, they were like gold. They were the absolute gold. They were green checks. They were HBO. Said HBO on top of them. They were absolute gold. I mean, if somebody saved me an HBO check for $24 million, especially somebody as notable, as noble, as honorable as Seth Abraham, I would say to myself, I'm running to the bank.
Yeah. And well, a lot of fighters are not sophisticated about money, and their managers were seduced by King. I'll take it now, or I won't give it to you now, and I'll give it back to you later, all of that stuff.
You know, it sort of reminds me of Donald Trump not paying contractors. Everybody had to sue Donald Trump to get paid, painters, electricians, everybody.
You know, it's a license to steal.
Speaking of a license to steal, is Donald Trump going to steal the election in November, Larry, in your opinion?
Well, if he wins it, he wins it. I'm not saying he's going to steal it. He has to get the votes.
But he didn't get a majority of the votes in either election. Do you really think he can do it this time?
No.
Okay.
But I think given the way our system works,
the electoral
college. You don't have to get the votes with the electoral college, yes.
Okay. Switching gears back to boxing, next Saturday, or whenever they're going to hold it, it'll be Saturday, I believe, on television here in the United States, there'll be a card from Saudi Arabia to call it 5-on-5. The bottom line is, in the main event, of course, Deontay Wilder, loser of three fights, two to Tyson Fury. Of course, in the one draw to Tyson Fury, 43-and-something-3 with like 42 knockouts. And, of course, he's taking on Zhang, 26-2-1 with 21 KOs. But Zhang's been a bit chubby of late, and he's 41 years old. So I'm looking for Deontay Wilder to bounce back. Must-watch TV is going to bounce back next week. What do you think?
You know what? I don't care. One thing the Saudis are doing by spending so much money on boxing as well as a couple of other sports is they're bringing guys out of retirement if they have some name value. And not everybody has saved their money, and some of them are vulnerable. But I don't care who wins that fight.
Okay. Well, it'll be coming from the battle from the land of the land of Ban Rolon, Larry. Have you been to the Middle East before, haven't you?
Yes.
I was there in the wintertime. It was 113 degrees.
Well, I'm glad you weren't there in the summertime then.
It was a bit enduring as it was. Now, switching gears back to boxing. Is there a pound-for-pound king right now in the sport of boxing, or some who turns on your light bulb?
Well, I think Crawford is certainly up there.
Okay.
And I think that Usyk, now the heavyweight champion is the biggest thing in boxing. The heavyweight champion isn't necessarily, quote, pound for pound, but he could beat, theoretically or actually, he could beat anybody in boxing. Mm-hmm. So the heavyweight champion has a bigger presence than the pound for pound. But Crawford is certainly up there for that kind of recognition. I'm not sure who else.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears one more time on you. We're talking Ukraine. This conflict or this invasion by Russia, is that ever going to come to an end in your mind?
Well, of course it'll come to an end, probably some kind of a settlement, treaty, and so on and so forth. But I'm not sure I'll live that long.
Okay, that's good. I'm not sure any of us might live that long. Who knows? Of course, the Israeli and the Palestinians were supposed to have something together back, I think it was written in stone in 1949. The Palestinians have never gotten their little piece of land down there, allegedly, according to them. Anyway, back to boxing. You think Crawford's... What about the Japanese guy? Are you high on him, Larry? No, no, Inouye?
Yeah, he's a very good fighter, an outstanding fighter, and, you know, he's on the list.
Okay. What do you... Okay.
You know, and Canelo is on the list, and a few other good names.
Isn't Canelo starting to fade, though? He's had five...
He is, but look at his body of work.
Yeah.
And look who he... And he's come back from a loss into a bigger, a better boxer.
Yeah.
He might be the most important guy in boxing in terms of attracting the fans.
You know what? I think you and I might disagree on that one, because I think that his star has faded. In fact, he only did 400,000 homes his last pay-per-view against Jaime Munguia. That was sort of indicative of the sun starting to fade a little bit, I think, on Canelo Alvarez.
I think that you're not wrong, but his body of work stands, and he still has a couple of big fights left in him.
Okay, but he won't. But that one fight won't be. David Benavidez has now been replaced as number one contender at 168, Larry. So I guess that fight's not going to happen. Anyway, you got the phone ringing in the background. Hug the godmama for me. Today's Mother's Day in the Dominican Republic. So hug godmama for me and this be okay. Give her the best. Give her my best. And you have a great weekend, sir. I thank you so much for your time. I feel honored when you spend some time with me. I know we all do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pedro. I enjoy chatting with you.
The retired HBO godfather, the one and only Mr. Hall of Fame himself, Mr. Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, after the break, I'll introduce a segment. We'll go back in time, I believe, to 2010, somewhere around there. Gennaro Hernandez has got out of the hospital. He's cancer-free, and he looks like he's going to live. And then, of course, that didn't happen that way. But the bottom line is we'll hear from Gennaro after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one?
Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated, but you know the story, never duplicated. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. Of course, I'm also an award-winning writer and a four-time Gold Glove champion. Enough about me, of course. This show has been dedicated to the memory of Genaro Hernandez. Of course, Chicanito Hernandez, the former two-division champion, 38-2, of course, lost to Floyd Mayweather and Oscar De La Hoya. When he fought Oscar De La Hoya, he went into the fight with a broken nose. Shane Mosley broke his nose in sparring about a week and a half before, but they couldn't put off the show, so lots of money to be made. The bottom line is he went in with a broken nose, and he lost, of course. Now, this interview I'm about to play, he died on June 7, 2011. This is from February of 2011. Genaro Hernandez unplugged on Ring Talk.
On the line from the City of Angels is one of my good friends, a man that I consider a true gentleman in and out of the ring. He is the one, the only Genaro Hernandez. What's up, Chicanito?
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Good evening to you, sir. How's my buddy feeling? How you feeling, man?
Well, thanks for asking. The last couple of days, it's been pretty hard trying to recover from the chemo cycle that I had all last week. I was in the hospital getting chemo Tuesday through Friday. So, you know, it starts taking effect, and yesterday was one of those days where I was just weak. I mean, you know, I had no energy, no whatsoever.
Okay. So other than the chemo last week, any news? Have they told you anything? Are things progressing? Are things going the wrong way? How are things happening?
Well, you know, the bad thing about it is that they've done some scans, and they've noticed on the lymph nodes that are close to the lungs and to the kidneys, it shows that I have two additional cancer cells around there. And I got they told me it was like a 2-centimeter length cancer cell roaming around the tip of my lung. So it's not looking very well right now, but, you know, we're still not giving up on all this.
Good enough. Genaro Hernandez, our guest, folks, of course, the two-time world champion, a man that lost only two fights in his entire career. And, of course, he always came to fight. Speaking of coming to fight, were you surprised that Sugar Shane Mosley did not come to fight against Manny Pacquiao? I was sort of a little disturbed by that.
You know, Pedro, I don't know what went through Shane's mind at the time.
That girlfriend of his, you see the booty on her? That was probably what went through his mind. He wanted to get hurt because he wanted to get out of the ring and take care of her.
Well, you know, it did seem like he was in there showing that he just was out there to survive. Unfortunately, you know, he got hit, and I guess it just lightened some type of spark in his brain, saying that, you know what, I'm getting to the age where I'm a little too old. I don't want to take a beating no more. Or I don't want to take any punches no more. So he went into a survival mode. You know, I don't know. One thing that I heard from somebody close to them that worked in this camp was the fact that at the last minute, and I'm not sure whether this played a part or not, but he put on some boxing shoes as an advertisement, and, you know, as a promotional thing, you try to make a little extra money, which, you know, obviously he didn't need to do, but he did, from what I heard. He put on a new pair of shoes that were never broken in, and at the end of the night, there was a pretty big blister that kind of popped in there on his right foot that just was bothering him from the third or fourth round. That's what I heard.
Genaro, don't we all know that we don't wear brand new boxing shoes in a ring? Don't we? I mean, isn't that sort of accepted around the world? I mean, we all know that we've been fighting. I fought 19 years. You fought a long time. We both know that you just don't do that. It's just not done. I mean, the guys that have done that, I can go back and think of them: Orlando Canizales, Gerardo Martinez, right. Guys like that. They both had very, very traumatic events because of these big blisters on their feet. But correct. Shane Mosley trying to make a couple extra bucks, man. I mean, did his wife take all that much? Did his ex-wife take that much?
You know, Pedro, I don't know how hard he got hit in his pocket, but, you know, when you get a divorce, it's not nice, you know. And unfortunately for Shane, you know, if it is true that, you know, that the shoes played a part of it, then, you know, it's understandable why he didn't move and state the way he told me he was going to do. So, yeah, so to me, it was very disappointing to see Shane look the way he did because, to be honest with you, when I saw Shane 2 weeks before the fight, he was excited. He even convinced me that he was going to be the fighter that I knew back in the 90s, which was stick and move and use power and use speed, but he didn't use any of it. So to me, you know, like I said, only Shane knows what happened that night, and he claims that he'd never been hit as hard of a punch by anybody as he did that night. So, you know, it was just disappointing to me, but, you know, only Shane could answer all those questions.
Good point. We're talking with Gennaro Hernandez, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, all across Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands as you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hot topic on the website brought up by my previous guest, one of my writers, Slammin' Sammy Perez of Gennaro, and that is the use of boxing gloves, Gennaro. I always thought that when I fought other guys, I used to wear eights. I weighed 139 pounds, so they let me wear 8-ounce gloves. I always wanted the other guy to wear the same type of gloves as I. If we were both wearing Everlast, that was cool. If we were both wearing Reyes, that was cool. If we were both wearing some other brand, that was cool. But we both had to wear the same gloves, in my mind, to make things fair and across the board. Now you've got guys wearing different gloves, and whether they weigh the same or not, they're going to inflict different amounts of damage. The results from the punches will be different. How do you feel about that? Should guys be wearing the same gloves?
Well, I mean, I do feel that, you know, in a world title fight, they should be using the same type of brand of gloves. But then again, nowadays with these promotional companies or these boxing glove companies paying more to have their gloves advertised on TV and the TV allowing all this, and plus the commissioners, you know, by all means, you know, they want to make money one way or another, and I think it's wrong what they're doing. But, you know, my thing is that if I'm a fighter and you give me Clito Reyes gloves, I'm going to use those gloves. And if my opponent wants to wear Grant, which are a little more spongier and they're going to inflict less pain on me, then more power to my opponent because he's taking his power away and there's less chances that I'll get hurt. So for me, hey, whatever gloves you want to wear, just as long as you don't force me to use whatever brand of gloves you want to use.
But don't you think, you know, in the old days, wasn't it always the call of the champion or they flipped a coin during negotiations as to who would have the choice of the gloves, something like that? Wasn't it one? Wasn't either one or the other?
Well, back in the day, when I used to fight, the champion always had first choice of choosing the glove. It wasn't much about, you know, any type of brand that was out there at that time, because the only gloves that I've ever used and they ever offered me to use at the time was Clito Reyes. We never had that opportunity of, oh, well, I got to use or we can choose Grant or Everlast or any other brand like right now. Nowadays, they give you the option because you're ordering your robe and your shorts, and we can add the glove color the same way. You know, it's all about style now, I guess, for a lot of fighters. But for me, I don't care what color shorts or whatever I was going to use, my glove was going to be Clito Reyes, and it was going to be either red or blue, like in the old days.
Okay, General, I got a question for you. Is Juan Manuel Marquez, is he in a no-win situation against Manny Pacquiao, especially if they fight like in a 145 pounds, 147 pounds in November?
You know, with all due respect to Juan Manuel Marquez, I think he's a great guy. But in reality, I see no chance in him winning this fight. I mean, yeah, he's given Manny Pacquiao the hardest fights, I believe, since he's become this big idol. But I honestly believe that that Juan Manuel, his time is, you know, his time has come up already. You know, I think that he may give a good shot at it, but that I see him winning the fight, I honestly don't see him with any chance of winning this fight.
Would he have a chance if the fight was at 140?
Well, I think he has a better chance at 140 because I think Manny would have a little more trouble trying to come down and cure that weight that he's put on, and he hasn't fought at 140 for quite some time now, so I think his body will give him trouble to come down to 140.
You know, speaking of 140 and Manny Pacquiao, I thought his most impressive performance in history, as far as all of his title fights were concerned, I thought his most impressive performance was against Ricky Hatton. And although Ricky Hatton was a bit limited, Ricky Hatton came to fight, and Ricky Hatton went down slugging, unlike these other guys who just stand there and, like, take the beating and end up going down.
Right.
But I thought Ricky Hatton brought it that night. What do you think Pacquiao's best moment has been?
I think the best moment, and, you know, with all due respect, and I have nothing against anybody, but I think the way he beat Oscar, even though Oscar came back from a two-year retirement, I mean, just the way that he displayed everything and just pummeled on Oscar and hit him whenever he wanted to, because Oscar was a good defensive fighter as well. He was pretty quick. He had power. He had speed. But that night, Manny just showed that he was just way too much, and Oscar was way out of his league.
You know, Sugar Ray Leonard came down to 160 pounds to fight Ray, Hector Camacho back, I believe, in the late 1990s. I televised a fight from Atlantic City. He hadn't been at that weight in years. They made him weigh in. Mike Akery, who was Camacho's manager, made him weigh in the morning of the fight, so he didn't have much time to put back on weight. Do you think making these guys go to unnatural weights, weights they hadn't been at in a long time, do you think that just is such a detriment that they can't overcome it?
Well, I mean, you know, there are some fighters that, you know, that have trouble even making the weight limit that they're supposed to be at. Like, for instance, if Manny Pacquiao, I'm not sure how much he walks around with now, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he comes down at 247. He feels a natural 147-pounder now. Whereas, like myself, where I used to fight at 130 pounds, and I would walk around, like, maybe 5 pounds over the weight limit, and I had no trouble, not until the end, but, I mean, you know, you're looking at a guy who fought 14 years at the same weight class, so the body obviously wants to grow and you know, get a little stronger. But, you know, I just didn't allow it. I just think that, you know, it just depends on certain metabolisms on the fighters.
Okay. Were you impressed with Andre Ward the other night?
I was very impressed with Andre Ward. I think he did a phenomenal job of what he did. I mean, he's just an exciting fighter, and we'll see what happens after this.
Okay. You look at Andre Ward, he's a true gentleman. You look at Robert Guerrero, another true gentleman. Paul
right.
Malignaggi's a pretty good guy. I mean, he's, you know, Paulie's got a big mouth, but deep down inside, he's really a good-hearted guy. All three of these guys said if they were to fight Manny Pacquiao, they would demand random drug tests. They don't believe that Manny Pacquiao is doing things legitimately, or they suspect that he's not doing things legitimately. If you were to fight him, would you be asked for random drug tests?
You know, I'm not the type of guy that wants to impose and put rules down. I have no problem. If they were to offer me a fight against Manny Pacquiao, if I was still fighting, I have no problem fighting Manny Pacquiao, taking the drug or not taking the drug or doing this or doing that. I have no problem in fighting him any night. And the reason why is because he's human. Eventually, you hit a wall, it's going to fall, it's going to break, and that's what they got to do. You can't hit a guy in the face. You got to hit a guy in the body to tear it down. And that's something that people are not understanding, that Manny Pacquiao is not beatable by hitting him in the face. Manny Pacquiao is beaten by hitting him to the body.
That is the great Genaro Hernandez, folks. We wish you the very best as far as your recovery is concerned, man, and you know you're welcome on this show anytime you want to, and if you need me, I'd fly down there in a heartbeat for you. You realize that, right?
You know, Beto, I have always appreciated you. I know you're a very great friend, a very good guy. Anytime that you would like to hear anything about my point of view or anything, my doors are open for you. you know, I would never say no to you because you're one of the best guys out there.
Okay, do me a favor. Say hello to that lovely wife of yours because she's a tremendous lady, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I would do that now. You know, like I said to everybody, God bless everybody. Hope everybody has a good evening. And Pedro, continue doing what you do best, and this is what you do best right now.
The greatest, folks, Genaro El Chicanito Hernandez, two-time world champion. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. One segment to go. I can squeeze in a phone call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let's listen to some sexy soul.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, we get the bummer out of this, okay? We play Taps for Genaro. Of course, he passed June 7, 2011. I talked to him. You heard that little clip from the interview from June 5th, 2011, less than 2 days before he passed away. Of course, he said that nobody should have to go out this way. He really suffered at the end. Nobody should have to go out that way. Just hadn't. So let's say goodbye to Genaro Hernandez. Would have been 58 years old on May the 11th, a couple of weeks ago. So we wish him the very best and happy birthdays up there in heaven. I'm just getting a little emotional now. Let's get off that. Now, next week's card coming to you on pay-per-view from Saudi Arabia. Of course, I'm down with this heavyweight fight because I want to see Deontay Wilder just light up the Chinese guy. I think the Zhang Zhe is this custom-made. He's just, I mean, if ever there was an opponent that could be
that could bring Deontay Wilder back to the crest, it would be this guy, because of the fact that he's big, he's dumb, he stands right in front of you, and he'll be a sucker for that right hand coming down the pike. Now, can Wilder still throw the right hand? I think he can. 42-3-1 with what, 42 knockouts? I think it'll be 44-3-1 with 43 knockouts come next week, of course. That's the main event. Some of the other fights on the card, Danny Dubois, of course, Flip Hagovic is supposed to beat him in that heavyweight bout. Raymond Ford, Nick Ball. Let's hope Nick Ball gets a call here, because he didn't get the call a few weeks ago. There was no doubt about it. He got the shaft in that WBC title fight. We hope he gets the benefit of the doubt here. Take it back. I hope he just wins clearly and they can't take it from him. But Wilder is expected to win next week. Now, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a two-hour edition. I want to thank my guests, of course, the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant, hour number two. And hour number one, of course, the shot caller from the Bronx. Talk about Tommy D. Of course, Tommy D is on YouTube. Check him out on Friday nights. He has a Tommy D sports show. But straight up, I want to thank the impeccable one, my producer. Of course, he is a man that gets things done around here. Until next time, Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Thank you once again.